somebody could have told me something. Ain't nobody told me nothing. It's 4 days. 4 days till Christmas. Tom and Sybil are on break doing that holiday thing. But look at the Hump Day Squad today. First up is Miss Jackie Reed. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Skip. How are you? Happy Wednesday.
Ooh, got here kind of quick, didn't it?
Very quick. Yeah. We are very close to Christmas. Almost. Y'all better be ready.
Yeah, yeah. We're on that hump. It's the hump day. And in that double-seated funny chair today, actress, comedian Sherry Shepherd. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, family. Ooh. Hi.
Woo.
Good morning.
Morning. All bright and chipper.
Yes.
On the other cushion in the funny chair, actor, comedian, the pride and joy of Greenville, Mississippi, Tommy Cat Productions, Tommy Davidson. Tommy from The Sip. What's going on, my man? How you doing, Tommy?
What's up, man? Ready to get at it, baby. Nice to see you, boy.
Hey, this funny chair has become the funny couch, ain't it? Today, y'all just don't mess up my plastic. Keep that plastic in place. No, not
just don't put no pillows on it because it's early.
It's early, man. Y'all ready for Christmas? Get all the stuff out of the way you need to get out of the way?
No.
Not yet, no.
You know the answer to that.
No.
I don't feel alone. I don't feel alone at all, man.
I tripped over a Barbie house just this morning. I think I broke it, but I'm still giving it to her.
Still giving it to her.
She's going to get it.
All right, get some crazy glue.
Y'all ever do that re-gifting thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I have a bag full of gifts ready to go. Year round.
I go to the gifting suites. You know, and they give me the gifts and I just save them.
Oh, I'm telling you.
So
I just
smart.
Save them, you know. Or
yeah.
I go to Target and just roll through the little cheap aisle.
Yeah. I hate when somebody gives me a gift and I don't have anything. I didn't plan on getting them a gift, so I don't have anything in the moment.
That's not supposed to be the spirit of Christmas, but you fall into that whole
you
thing.
You do.
Of if they give you something, then you feel like you got to give them something back.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I had a girlfriend that got kind of mad at me because I didn't give her something.
Who got mad at you?
I said a girlfriend of mine got mad at me because I didn't give her something. I hope she's not listening.
So you're supposed to throw Jesus on her.
Yeah,
you really love you, girl.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts. Tell her.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I thought about you and I bought you this deodorant.
Yeah, let me find it. Let me find it in my drawer.
Pull something out of your purse. Girl, this gum.
Have you tried to find something from your closet that still had a tag on it? I gave somebody who was a size 4, a size 16 pair of jeans.
I'm thinking there's a shopping addict right here.
I did. Yeah. I gave him my 16 jeans.
Is
I was
that
like,
right?
You going to grow into these one day.
Did Man. They fit?
No, she's a size 2.
Oh, my God.
That's all I
she
had.
Could have them tailored or turned into a dress.
Because we ain't got time for all that.
You ain't got time.
How do I handle my situation? I got my next door neighbor, brought over a big box of cookies. And this is the third time they've done it. And I really hadn't, you know, been able to give them something back because I always
for
forget.
For the third time?
They do it so early. They do it so early that I forget. And then I go, then the next
the
Christmas
day after
comes
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, almost.
Take those cookies and get some of that the spread, the icing.
Right.
Ice the cookies. Uh-huh. Rewrap them back up. Take them right back over there.
Right back over there.
You don't be doing stuff like that.
Hey, I'm from
If you're going to buy the icing.
Stuff like that.
Tommy, I'm from the Shy.
You from the Shy?
I ain't always grow up on TV.
Duck. Duck.
You better get some flowers and tie a ribbon around it and go on over there.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, Skip, there has Duck, to be baby. Something in your house that you can just hand over.
I know.
I find everything in my house.
I got to go look.
But it's also the shopping. Have you ever, gone to the mall around this time? People just mad. Somebody took, my parking space the other day, and then I was just like, she looked at me like, what? And I was like, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing. Whatever.
Yeah, because people out Christmas shopping
out
that
like
are angry.
Yes, people are angry like Cat Williams. Remember Cat Williams?
Yeah, you rode out the store on the little cart like Cat Williams.
Just hitting people.
Yeah. My wife told me, you know you're going down the tube. When a teenager with the Warner Brothers shirt on is beating your ass. he's got on the Bugs Bunny, he got Bugs Bunny on. Anybody who beats your ass in a Bugs Bunny shirt, it's time to quit.
Some kids are tough like that though. Kids today are very different.
His generation.
From when we were growing up. Those
they got gangs
can
and stuff.
Be vicious.
Yeah.
They got gangs and stuff like that.
They got gangs.
Yeah, and they're
gang
only
mentality.
In gangs because you know, we'd have been in gangs, but we had too much housework.
Too many chores.
We had a time on our hands.
Housework. Tell you something. Yeah, not chores. Housework.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had to boil hot dogs up for my sisters. I had to clean the bathroom and clean the living room. That was the assignment.
How about you? Ain't had no time to beat nobody.
Ain't no time to beat no gang.
Well, Tommy Dixon,
that's boiling these hot dogs.
That's a big squad you got there for Christmas, man. What's Christmas like at the crib? Does everybody come over, man. The kids and all?
Yeah. It's a get together. It's six of them.
It's six of them.
It's a whole get together. But you know, they all in college now, so now I gotta. They're out of college.
Okay.
So now I gotta try to get them to come over.
Oh, because they got their lives.
Yeah, they, you know, they doing things. We busy.
I have 40 people coming over my house.
What?
40? We're celebrating 40. On Christmas Eve. 40 people. Because I have my family, which was 32 people. No, it was like 28 people. And then the rest of the people are comics and stuff who don't have a family out here. Uh-huh. So I invited them. So I have all of these people at my house. And I don't think I'm having enough food.
You say it like you're stressed. Food. All these people.
I'm so stressed out. Do you know how much plumbing? How much toilet paper? I'm going to put a note on there. Only use 4 tissues for stopping my toilet up.
You better stop by KFC, girl. Get a couple of buckets. You know what to do.
Family packs.
Yeah, you know what to do. Go
all
KFC.
I'm thinking about is my main line, my pipeline in my house. That daggone. People like flushing your toilet too much.
Why don't you rent a porta potty? Rent a porta potty.
Black people don't be renting no porta potty.
Black people don't like those.
Hey, start a trend there, Sherry. Start
no black person going to go in no porta potty.
It's trending.
You could start it. If Sherry Shepherd do it, it must be all right.
So put it out there in the backyard. Ooh,
the Sherry Shepherd holiday
porta potty. I got Jeffrey's old toilet.
It's too cold. It's too cold. Plus,
the kitty
from
toilet.
Chicago. Yeah, she's from Chicago, so ain't no porta potty.
No, except that little potty that Jeffrey learned to use when he was
girl.
Two.
Put a big box over that, a wardrobe box over that. There you go, porta potty.
There's your porta potty.
And now, Sherry, for the kids, for the little ones, do you have a table set aside for them where they eat?
I have I have a separate table for the little ones. Uh-huh. I got their little frozen plates. And a little globe, little snow globe. So I got the little kids are taken care of. It's them daggone adults that like taking two. And I got plates to go. I got styrofoam containers because, you know, black folks like taking food. They like to make a plate to go first.
Yeah, you're right.
I know. And don't buy no Tupperware.
Before they eat.
The Tupperware gone. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Don't buy no Tupperware. Or buy two boxes because the first box is gone.
Yeah, they always want to take, they always want to double the plate. Yeah. So, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Y'all gonna eat all this gravy. Now, go ahead, man.
Take the gravy, man.
I tell you one thing, it would be really nice. Boy, if I looked under my tree and I had me a box and it said Tommy Tongue Ties on there from Tommy Davidson, I think that
would be
great.
You know what? We changed the name.
What?
We
changed the name.
Yeah. It's a tongue-in-cheek.
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 Tongue with the N.
N. Tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek because we're going to expand.
I like that.
Is that .com, tongue-in-cheek.com?
Shoptongueincheek.com. Is where you can go get them. I want you to bring it up. You got to see my stuff. $10 to $20.
You look mighty dapper like in the photo ad for that, Tommy.
Because you look good in all your stuff.
He looks really good.
Thank you. We finally got it going.
Oh.
It took some time, but you know, don't take me to no Asia. Black people never go to Asia.
No.
Because you ain't gonna never shop again. You're gonna see how much stuff really costs.
Yeah. Oh, because it's really cheap. I've never been to Asia.
You're gonna see how it really costs. Go to Singapore.
Really?
Really?
Go to Singapore. Wow. Singapore.
They say you can go there and have anything made, Tommy. Is that true?
Anything. Go to Singapore. I'll tell you what. Go to your phone. When you get a chance, go to Singapore shopping malls, okay? They got 300 shopping malls.
Wow. In Singapore?
In Singapore, on top of markets and all kind of, like the downtown markets in L.A.
Can I go get hair there?
You can get hair.
Okay.
Yeah, you can
get
hair.
I like to some hair. And a man. Yeah.
You can get a man.
Okay.
A man.
I said Asian.
At a shopping mall.
Yeah. She talking about, I'm going to go to Singapore and get a man. I said it's Asia.
It's all, man. It's hump day. Hump day / 4 days till Christmas as we hump our way through this week. This is Get Well Wednesday. And Jackie Reed's on the show, guest co-hosts Sherry Shepherd and Tommy Davidson in the funny chairs. And coming up, Hamilton actor Leslie Odom Jr. And, of course, the doctor, since it's Get Well Wednesday, the doctor's going to answer your questions about cancer. All that and more coming up this morning on the TJMS, 11 past the hour.